From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Representatives from the U.S. and other nations are gathering in Saudi Arabia for an energy summit aimed at easing high oil costs. Saudi officials say there is no shortage of supply, so speculators must be behind the run-up in prices. But Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman, who's representing the U.S., has reportedly said insufficient production, not speculators, is the problem. That was thought was echoed today by President Bush.
The fundamental problem behind high gas prices is that the supply of oil has not kept up with the rising demand across the world. One obvious solution is for America to increase our domestic oil production.
Mr. Bush, speaking in his weekly radio address today, blamed congressional Democrats for failing to approve legislation to boost domestic oil production. But the chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee, Nick Rahal of West Virginia, says Mr. Bush's proposal for offshore drilling is not the answer.
This proposal will not bring the type of relief Americans deserve at the pump.
In the Democrats' radio address, Rahal said a substantial amount of federal land is already available for drilling but sits unused by the oil industry. Chevron says the company is shutting down its onshore oil production in Nigeria. The move comes after an attack on a Chevron pipeline there, the second such attack this week. NPR's Ofebie Quist-Arkton reports.
The latest attack in a matter of days in Nigeria's restive oil-producing region has caused major disruption to crude oil output. The Chevron pipeline, which normally handles about 100,000 barrels a day, was blown up near Escravos in the Niger Delta. This is the region where armed militants launched a campaign 2 years ago, vowing to sabotage the oil industry and demanding more local control of Nigeria's considerable petroleum revenues. The government has tightened security at oil installations after an audacious attack on Shell's main offshore oil field Thursday. A wave of sabotage raids in Nigeria, the world's eighth largest exporter, has cut production by a fifth since early 2006. This has helped to push world crude prices to record highs. Ofebie Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
A deal has been reached to reopen the import of American beef to South Korea. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Trade Minister Kim Jong-un returned to Seoul today and told reporters that he had reached the deal with U.S. Chief Trade Negotiator Susan Schwab. Kim said that the U.S. also gave his government the right to inspect U.S. slaughterhouses. The U.S. Meat Export Federation agreed that its members would not export beef from older cattle. South Korea will also not import beef brains, eyes, spinal cords, or other beef parts considered at risk of carrying mad cow disease. The political impact of the deal is not yet clear. The main coalition of civic groups behind massive recent street protests is apparently not satisfied with the deal. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR News. The weather is cooperating for a change in the Midwest, where work crews have been fortifying levees and sandbag walls until the flood crest on the rain-swollen Mississippi River dissipates. The flooding and severe weather in the region are being blamed for at least 24 deaths and billions of dollars in damage to farmland. The flooding is already pushing corn and other food commodity prices to record highs. Barge traffic remains halted on a 200-mile stretch of the Mississippi. 5 Western soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan today, and a half dozen others were wounded. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Kabul.
NATO says 4 U.S. coalition-led soldiers were killed by a roadside bomb this morning in Jerez district, outside Kandahar City in southern Afghanistan. The site is near Arghandab district, from which Afghan and Canadian troops drove out Taliban fighters earlier in the week. The militants had taken over several villages after freeing hundreds of their comrades in a jailbreak in nearby Kandahar City. The 5th NATO soldier who was killed today was Polish. He was killed in a roadside bombing in Paktika province in eastern Afghanistan. It's been a particularly bloody week for coalition troops. Bombs, rockets, and gunfire over the past few days killed at least 4 Americans as well as 4 British soldiers. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
The heat wave gripping much of the California coastline is showing no sign of relenting. Triple-digit temperatures are being reported in several areas of the state today. The hot weather is creating peak demand for electricity. A spokesman for the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power says the system there is under what he said was tremendous strain. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.